Buying, renting, and moving into a new home during the 3 weeks and 9 days. Is it permitted to be done? Under which circumstances? And is there a difference between buying and renting? So the action of buying, renting, and moving into a new home during the period of the 3 weeks and 9 days touches upon the following five halachic issues. Number one is the issue of Shehiyanu. We beware from saying Shehiyanu during the entire period of the 3 weeks, and the halach is the one who buys a home needs to say the blessing of Shehiyanu. The second issue is the issue of doing business. Starting from the 9 days, one is to diminish in his business of buying and selling merchandise. And hence, seemingly, the same would apply regarding a home, that one is to avoid buying and renting it during the period of the 9 days. The third issue, halachic issue present, is the prohibition against building a home. During the 9 days, one is to diminish in building a home, and hence, seemingly or possibly, one should also diminish in purchasing and perhaps even renting a home during this time. The fourth issue is the issue of bad luck. We are told that when the month of Av enters, one should push off a court case with a Gentile until afterwards, being that a Jew's mazel is weak. Now, a person who moves homes changes his mazel, and perhaps this is not an opportune time for the mazel to be changed. And therefore, one should avoid buying, renting, and certainly moving into a new home during this time. Another halachic issue is the issue of joy. In the entrance of the month of Av, we diminish in joy, and hence perhaps we should avoid buying, renting, and moving into new homes because of the joy that is involved during this time. So now that we've reviewed the potential halachic issues involved, let us analyze the final law and practice regarding buying, renting, and moving. And we will begin with the issue of moving during the 3 weeks and 9 days into a new home. So from the letter of the law, it is permitted to move into a new home during the 3 weeks or 9 days. So rules the Makar Chaim, the Levushim Mordechai, or Letzion, and other Paiskim of today. And the reason is because, A, we do not find any explicit prohibition recorded in the Paiskim against moving into a new home during the 3 weeks or 9 days. And in regard to all the issues that we mentioned, in truth, this does not transgress the business prohibition, as the business was already done beforehand. This is simply discussing moving. It is likewise does not involve any building, as you're simply moving into it. It is not included in the prohibition of wearing new clothing, which is its own individual prohibition that does not apply towards other items, including a home. Likewise, the moving into a home for living is considered a necessity and not just a matter of superfluous joy. The two issues that have remained is the issue of Shehiyanu and the change of mazel. So regarding Shehiyanu, you only say Shehiyanu when you move into a house, if you purchase the house. So to move into a rental home from the letter of the law is not an issue throughout the entire 3 weeks. However, to move into a purchase home, indeed, since Shehiyanu is recited upon moving into it, usually upon putting up the mezuzahs, therefore it should be avoided during the 3 weeks due to this reason. Furthermore, practically, the Rebbe in a number of letters advises people to avoid moving homes, even to a rental home, throughout the period of the 3 weeks until the 15th of Menachem Av. Now, while the Rebbe does not explicitly mention the reason for this, he does motion to the Gemara, the Maimer Chazal, most likely having to do with either that you should diminish in Simcha or that there is a bad mazel during this time. So practically to summarize, from the letter of the law, you're allowed to move homes during the 3 weeks unless it will require you to recite Shehiyanu, such as it is a purchased home, in which case it should be avoided. Furthermore, even if you don't have to say Shehiyanu, such as by a rental home, you should avoid moving until the 15th of Av, due to either the requirement to diminish in Simcha or due to the bad mazel. In any event, the Paiskim write that if one already moved a considerable amount of furniture into the home before the 3 weeks, then he does not need to abstain from moving into it during the 3 weeks. Let us now move on to the next halacha regarding signing a rental contract during the 3 weeks. So the Paiskim write that it is permitted for one to sign a rent contract during the 3 weeks, and doing so does not transgress the building prohibition or the buying prohibition, as even though one should diminish in buying during the 9 days, this is only in reference to buying for the sake of pleasure. If buying for the sake of your daily living is considered a real need and therefore is allowed. Furthermore, prices may go up if you wait and delay, and you may even lose the home to someone else, and therefore it's allowed to be done. So rules the Levushim Mordechai, the Earl of Tzion, Nita Gavril, and others that you're allowed to sign a rental contract during the 3 weeks. The same likewise applies regarding signing a contract to purchase a home during the 3 weeks. To simply sign the initial contract before closing, meaning that you are not yet closing and paying all the money at this point, and receiving the keys to the home is permitted due to the same reasons that we mentioned. Nonetheless, many are accustomed to simply write the contract and all of its details and push off the signing for after the 3 weeks. All the above is regarding a property that one needs to buy for either business, real estate, or for personal living. However, if it's being bought for mere pleasure, such as a vacation home, then it should definitely be avoided during the 9 days due to the restriction which requires one to diminish in pleasure business in buying and selling for the sake of pleasure during the 9 days. Regarding finalizing the purchase of a home during the 3 weeks, which is making the final payment and receiving the keys. So this indeed is an issue because of the issue of Shechianu, that one will be required to say Shechianu upon finalizing the purchase. And from the letter of the law, the Shechianu is to be said even before moving in, and since we avoid saying Shechianu during the 3 weeks, therefore one should avoid finalizing the purchase of the home during the 3 weeks. Nonetheless, if Shechianu will not be said for whatever reason, such as a real estate property, or you will in actuality not say it till you move in, the one who is lenient has upon whom to rely, and this especially applies if it's an absolute necessity or case of loss, that you may certainly finish the purchase of the home during the 3 weeks.